Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody when you say that what happened was a natural disaster.
You're lying.
It was not an earthquake. It wasn't a typhoon.
Because what's really happening is that you're hiding something out there. And it is going to send us back to the Stone Age.
God help us all. In 1954, we awakened something.
Well, there's a nuclear test on the Pacific. Not there.
They were trying to kill him.
You have no idea what's coming.
Can you kill him?
Control. And not the other way around.
Welcome to Movies We Really Like Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Middleton, and for the next 30 minutes, we'll be talking about Godzilla, the 2014 version. And hopefully, we'll be taking callers in this episode so that they can give us their opinion of it or the emails, and I'll read them on the show. The number to call in is 602-753-1843 or moviesweReallyLike@gmail.com. Now, this Godzilla movie, it stands up to me personally. It stands up with all the other earlier Godzilla movies from the 70s, and it's just a real great movie, and it's made a lot of money, and it was even the original guy that did the Godzilla, he said he really liked this version of Godzilla. So that just shows you how good this movie is when the original guy that did the Godzilla movies in the 70s and 80s gives his thumbs up for this movie. So a little history about this movie. They did a Godzilla movie earlier, and it was pretty good. That movie with Matthew Broderick was pretty good, but this Godzilla was a lot better. In my opinion, it was, and I'm sure that whoever's listening, if you've seen this movie, you all agree. Now, the little thing about this is that it's 128 minutes long, and the budget of it was $160 million, and the box office, it drew $529.1 million. So both really liked this movie. So it was originally released for IMAX, but they just developed it differently than what they originally planned it for. So, and then the original guy, the Tahoe company that produced it and distributed the other Godzilla movies. This is actually the 30th film of the Godzilla series, and that company just shows you how many Godzilla movies there are. And this is actually the second film that was produced here in Hollywood. So it just shows you that it's a really great movie. If you haven't seen it, I suggest go see it. Like, go rent it. If you rent movies, go rent it. If you have Vudu, it's on there. Just try to find it. If you know people that has never seen this movie, tell them to go watch it, because it's a real good movie. So if you want to get on the conversation, if you want to tell us what you think of this movie, whether you liked it or you didn't like it, the number to call is 602-753-1843, or email us at moviesweReallyLike@gmail.com, and I'll read it on the air for you. And this movie stars Aaron Taylor Johnson, Ken Wannabe, Elizabeth Olsen, and Juliet Bonacci. I think that's how you pronounce her name, but it's really great. All the actors did a great job in this movie. And now I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. I'm not going to reveal too many secrets so that you won't have to go watch it, but it's based on, like, they've set it into nowadays in the present, and then they awakened a big monster, and they try to get rid of it, and then Godzilla comes and he attacks it, and it's just a great movie. We've got a caller right now. Your area code 425. Tell us your name and where you're from and what was your memories of this movie. You're on the air.
Well, this is John from beautiful Everett, Washington, the home of Kenny Loggins. I was calling in to say, I liked the movie, but as far as, you know, if there were 30 Godzilla movies, I think it might be in the top 10, but there were some aspects of it that I just couldn't really relate to, but overall it was a good movie. I'd give it like a B for doing a grading scale.
Thanks, John. What part would you say was the best part of the movie, in your opinion?
Of course, the action scenes, the special effects were incredible. Ken Watanabe was just insane. His line, "Let them fight." I've rarely heard an audience cheer like I heard when I went and saw that and he said it. I just think some of the pacing, the non-Godzilla parts, and the main lead, the young kid, I can't think of his name. I have never really been a fan of him personally, so I think that might be why, but it was a good movie. Like I said, I'd recommend it. I own it, but I'm an old school. I think the effects being so good might have been a little distracting, because some of the fun in watching the old ones, you got to agree, is just some of the effects were so hokey and just, you know, tongue-in-cheek almost, that that was kind of the fun of watching the old ones too.
Oh, yeah, especially when, you know, when they would speak their language and then they dubbed American, and it's really, you know, the old ones are really good, and this one, it ranks up there. So, anything else you want to tell us about the movie that you liked or really disliked? Or?
Well, I don't think it really needed too much of an origin story for Godzilla. I don't think anybody who goes to see a Godzilla movie doesn't know what it's about, and it's kind of, I think they waste a little bit too much time. I understand why the director had a new vision, and, you know, critically people can get behind it, but just as a regular Joe going to see a movie, it's like the old joke about superhero movies. Nobody wants to see a kid working out for the first 30 minutes of a movie. I think it just kind of brought it down a little bit.
Exactly.
And like I said, that young kid, I can't think of his lead, lead's name, Cranston's son, just
Aaron
didn't do it for me.
Aaron Taylor Johnson,
yes.
I think that's who you're talking about, yeah. Yeah, he did all right. I thought they could probably get something a little bit better, but, you know, that was what they did, and I'm like you. You know, it's a good movie, but it's not, you know, I'd say there's other Godzilla movies that's a lot better. So, but well, thanks for calling in, John, and tell us your opinion of this movie. Hope you call in again sometime.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Scott. I love your show.
Okay, like you heard, John said that he liked Godzilla, kind of, but not, you know, it wasn't really his most favorite one, but it was pretty good. And I agree with him. The backstory of it, just, you know, they didn't really have to do all that, just like John said. You know, leading up to what this and all that, the pace was a little bit slow, but once the action started, it was really a really good movie in that part. The special effects, like you said, was great. And another little part of this movie that I don't know if you really know, that there was actually, if I remember, there was like about maybe two or three writers that had the first one, and he wrote his first draft, and then they brought in like one or two other people to rewrite it again, and this is where they got this Godzilla, you know, this point of it. And and also the Tahoe company was the one that designed the monster, so they kept it pretty much close to the actual Godzilla from the 70s and the 80s, early 80s. So that, to me, that was really good compared to the one with Matthew Broderick, where that Godzilla didn't really look anything like Godzilla, but that still wasn't that bad of a movie. But, you know, and it just shows you that people like this movie enough that it made all that money. So, but a little bit more about the movie, that they, at the beginning, they're at a nuclear plant, and it starts shaking, they start having an earthquake, what it looks like, and then they find out a little bit later, 15 years later, that it actually wasn't an earthquake, it was a monster from wherever, if it was from outer space. They never really actually say if it was from outer space or not. They called it, Muto. And they explain what Muto means. So it's a really, you know, this is a really great movie. And Godzilla comes and he saves the day, basically. But you got to watch it. And it's really good. If you've never seen it, watch it. If you've known people that's never watched it, have them watch it. If they're a fan of Godzilla but hadn't got around to watch this movie, tell them to go watch it, because they'd probably enjoy it. Just like John said, it's up there, but it's not, you know, one of the best Godzillas. And I agree with him that the older ones, back when I was a kid, was kind of a lot better because they are a little hokey, but still, they stand the test of time. And I think down the road, this will stand the test of time, too. So, they, you know, just Godzilla movie, this one, I just got done watching it before I went on the air. I rewatched it, and I just, it's a good movie. I like it. Only problem I have with it, well, there's a couple problems I have. The first problem is it's a dark movie, you know, and, you know, me, it's like, why have it such dark? But, you know, I can understand, you know, so that you don't, you show the monsters, but then you don't show the monsters fighting and all that. And and the other problem that I have is that Godzilla was there, and of course the humans are going to attack Godzilla because they think he's going to destroy them, and they want to save the city and protect the people. But, you know, if I probably would have did it a little bit different, that he didn't attack anyone, so why try to kill him? But that's just me. That's how I do it. So if you want to tell us what you think of this movie, and your opinion and your memories, the number to call is 602-753-1843. Or you can email us at moviesweareallylike@gmail.com, and I'll read your opinion on the air. And another thing about this movie is that when they also went to do the CG version of Godzilla, even though the Tahoe company still had control of how to make Godzilla and the other creature. But with Godzilla, they studied bears, they studied Komodo dragons, they studied lizards and lions and wolves, and which kind of helped the visual artists kind of get how the Godzilla would move. And me, I'd be more watching Komodo dragons and other lizards than like bears and lions and wolves. But that's just me, so, you know, that's just how it is. And it's just a really great movie. I think it'll hold up in time. I think maybe 20 years from now, people will still be watching this movie and thinking it's still a good Godzilla movie. And also here's a little sneak thing that I found is that they're planning a part 2 of this movie, of Godzilla 2. And the little hint thing is, it's going to star King Kong. So we're going to get that Godzilla versus King Kong thing again, and a bunch of other monsters from what I've found and read, that this movie should be a pretty good one too, with Godzilla and King Kong and all some other older monsters and newer monsters that's coming. And when they release Godzilla here in North America on early Thursday screenings, which sometimes I do, and it is one of the best late night openings for a non-sequel. It made in North America, it made $9.3 million that night. And for the first week that it was in the movie theaters, it made $93.2 million. So that's a real amount of money, and it was the fifth highest opening weekend in 2014. So that just shows you about this movie, how good this movie really is. So go watch it again if you haven't seen it for a while, or tell people to watch it, have friends over and watch it. And John said, is that growing up watching Godzilla, those movies were kind of hokey, because, you know, they didn't have the technology as they do now. But I think that this movie still kind of holds up to those. And I agree with John that it's not the top one. It's more, to me, this movie, I'll give it a B minus or a C plus, depending on how, you know, I'll probably watch it again, and then I'll probably change my grading. But I'd say probably a strong C plus, actually. Probably a strong C plus. But that's still good. So if you want to tell us your opinion of the movie, the number is 602-753-1843, or email us at moviesweReallyLike@gmail.com, and I'll read your opinions on the air. So, you know, me and a friend, I got a friend here that here where I live that he is a Godzilla. I wouldn't say a nut, but he really likes Godzilla a lot, and he's the one that actually told me about this movie and said it's really good and I gotta watch it. And I went to watch it, and he is right. It's really good, but it's just not as good as the older ones. The special effects make it really, I mean, it just blows you away. So it's, you know, this movie could possibly be, for me, I'd say it's probably within the top 15 of the Godzilla movies, since there's 30 of them. Maybe the top 15. And I like Godzilla movies too. I watched them when I was a kid, probably just like all of you that are listening now watched them as a kid. And they're just classics. You know, they're kind of corny, hokey, but, you know, that's how it was back then. So, and they didn't have the special effects like they do now. So, and like I said, the guy that originally did Godzilla, the Tahu, gave a thumbs up to this movie when he watched it. When they were all done producing and putting it together, he had a special viewing of it, and he really liked it. And so that just shows you how good this movie is when the original person will give it a thumbs up. So they just didn't really, you know, they couldn't added too much to it, and it's kind of, in a way, they could have took a few parts out of it, you know, but, you know, that's just my opinion. So, you know, you may have a different one. But also, I found out that they, originally they were going to find, they rejected a original story where a Godzilla carcass would be found entombed in Siberia. But, you know, they rejected that because, you know, that they learned that in the Man of Steel, that's what they were going to do. So they just didn't want to look like they copied it. And, you know, so they just, and they just suggest the arm, actually the U.S. Army suggested correcting it so that, you know, you don't have the same type of scenario in two different type of movies. And there's not much more I can say about this movie that, you know, if you're a big Godzilla fan, you have to watch this movie because it's right up there. If you're a so-so Godzilla movie, watch it anyway. You'll like it. I'm sure you'll like it. And like I said, if you know somebody that's never watched it, tell them to watch it because it's a really great movie. So, I mean, there's not much more I can say about this movie that I haven't already said. It's a really great movie. And I kind of agree with John that the Aaron Taylor Johnson, Aaron Taylor Johnson, they could actually found a little bit better person to play that guy, the character, but, you know, who they picked, so, you know, that's their decision. So, it's just a really great movie. Go watch it. Like I said, go watch it. If you haven't seen it, watch it. If you know people that haven't seen it, tell them to go watch it. Make a movie night. Like I've said all the other ones, make a movie night of it. Invite friends over, sit back and have a Godzilla party. I know that sounds a little hokey, but hey, you know, that's what I'd do. Also, this Godzilla, to me, it stands up to all the other Godzillas. Even though we know in the older Godzillas back in the 70s, it was a person that was in the Godzilla suit. So, know, but this one is more, it's made from a computer. A computer, they designed it using a computer, but it's still, they still stayed really close to it. So, and also they revealed when they, before, you know, they went and made the movie, they released some little facts about the movie that Godzilla was in a, would be 350 feet tall. So that would be roughly about the size of how Godzilla was in those 70 movies. So just go watch it. We got about 4 minutes left. If you want to call in real quick and give us your opinion of this movie, feel free. The number is 602-753-1843 or email us at moviesweareallylike@gmail.com and I'll read it on the air. So I'm finishing up this thing about Godzilla is I give it a, if I have to base it on the stars like how all the reviewers do, I give it actually maybe a 6.5 to 7 stars out of 10. So it's pretty good. It's real good, but it's, there's just stuff there that they could have done a lot better that would have raised it, but that would be me, yeah, 6.5 to 7 stars out of 10. Now, on the next episode of Movies We Really Like, we're going to take a look at, this is mine, and I hope you'll tune in, my top 10 lists of Christmas movies. So the next episode next month will be the Christmas edition of Movies We Really Like. I'm going to do number 10 through 2 on a Saturday, and then I'm going to do the number one, my number one favorite Christmas movie of all time on that following, on that Sunday, the next day on Sunday at the same time. I think I'm going to have it at 5 on Saturday and 5 on Sunday. So, like I said, tell people to listen to this podcast. Tell them to listen into this Christmas one, and maybe we can have people will call in and tell me what they think of my list, or maybe they have the same type of list as I will have. But before I go, here we got a couple minutes left. I just want to thank everyone personally that listens to this podcast and you recommend it to other people. Just keep doing that. Let's get this podcast going. Let's get it way up. And if we do, I've been working on some stuff in the background. I'm going to try to get guests on this show starting next year so that maybe you'll call in. I'm going to try to get some celebrities maybe. So we'll just see how that goes. But like I said, I want to thank each and every one of you that listens to this show. And I appreciate it. And my passion is movies, just like your passion is. So I just want to say thank you one more time for it. So I'm going to cut this off right now. So keep watching movies and keep coming back, listening to Movies We Really Like podcast. And also, go to the Facebook page of Movies We Really Like, and you can chat on there about movies you like. I put up movie posters, and you can tell me if you like them or if you don't like them. That's the interacting of this Facebook page of Movies We Really Like. Like I said, thanks again for listening, and keep sharing this podcast, and keep watching movies. Until next month, I'll talk to you then.